At this time of year, the sounds of Handel's Messiah and Bach's Christmas Oratorio fill many concert halls. A new oratorio is being added to the repertoire, The Nativity by Black American composer Ernestine Rogers Robinson has had its premiere at Carnegie Hall. NPR's Cheryl Corley prepared this report.
From the very beginning, and...
This is rehearsal time. A collection of children and adult choirs gathers in a New York City hotel ballroom, getting ready for their Carnegie Hall premiere. Conductor Jonathan Griffith pumps his arms, raises his eyebrows, and urges the children's choir on. This marks Ernestine Rogers Robinson's second Carnegie Hall premiere. Her first oratorio, performed at Carnegie Hall nearly 5 years ago, was about the crucifixion of Christ. This one is about his birth.
It meant something to me as a Christian to get this presented during this time, this new millennium, as a celebratory piece.
It repeats, and the next one repeats.
Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee.
Tenor David Ossenfort solos on the song Joseph's Dream. Robinson says she didn't plan to become a composer. She wanted to be a mathematics teacher and later a medical ethicist. She has a degree in philosophy from Fisk University, and she stumbled into her musical career nearly 30 years ago in her church when she was asked to help put an Easter program together. And she started by writing a skit.
I write a poem or like a narrative there. And from that, I get what I want, how I want to tell this story. I write it out first. Just words, a poem. And then I try to capture the feeling. You read over it and you feel the mood of this. You feel this. And when you feel it, then I open my mouth to sing what I feel. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The Nativity begins with the angel Gabriel, performed by bass baritone Richard Taylor, announcing to the Virgin Mary that she will soon be the mother of the Son of God. Soprano Rochelle Ellis, as Mary, rejoices as she responds to the news in a song called the Magnificat. Oratorios are not nearly as popular as they were hundreds of years ago when musicians like Bach and Handel and Mendelssohn were composing them. Robinson is among only a few African-American composers, especially outside of academia, who are writing oratorios today. Jonathan Griffith has conducted both of Robinson's major works and began collaborating with her about 8 years ago. He says in some ways she's created a new sound.
From her background of the church and in a gospel aspect of the repetition within phrases, there's elements of jazz because of the harmonies and rhythm that she uses, and then it's all under the context of a classical form.
Griffith says Robinson has a real ear for harmonies, and her collaboration with Francisco Nunez helps bring out the sophistication in her music. Nunez is the vocal arranger of the Nativity and orchestrated the score. He calls Robinson's music honest.
Usually many pieces come contrived and won't work because of that. I believe this, she has a certain mannerism about herself, her family, and it comes through in her music.
Robinson calls her music a gift, inspiration based on her faith, and she says the premieres of her work at Carnegie Hall have been like an incredible dream, even more so because of where she's from. She lives in Memphis, was born and raised there. Although the city does have a symphony and classical groups, its claim to fame is Elvis and the blues. In addition, Robinson says with little formal music training outside of high school, she lacked the resources and connections to get her work performed. She's overcome those barriers now and says she will continue composing and working to have others hear it.
You don't want to just write music and put it in the drawer. You want it to be performed.
Ernestine Rogers Robinson. Her new oratorio is called The Nativity. It was performed recently at Carnegie Hall with choirs from around the country. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New York.